just to say who you are,
who
what you do in your life, etc. Uh-huh. And also to give us authorization to use this recording or part of this recording in publication or in different forms.
Of course, no problem. So the first question was
if you can say who you are.
Of course, I am Arlena Goni. I come from Greece and I'm here as an Erasmus student for one semester. And I participated basically in the festival for the documentation. I took the videos and the photographs in the festival, mm-hmm. but I also had the opportunity to see some of the performances and the projects that the artists did.
Yeah. So have you, for example, I think you had the chance to experience the project by Maria Papadomanolaki, A
yes.
Certain Geography.
Yes.
Can you describe briefly the project, what it is?
Generally, what was shown to us, it was a map that shown where the artist was. And we could hear directly the sounds and every conversations that were on the road, and she was recording them, let's say. And also there was something like an electronic panel, let's say, that people from X could ask her to ask the people there some things to do, maybe make some sounds with their body or sing the first song that's come in their heads or something like that. And she was asking them to do the same thing at the same time, simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. So was she recording in your... or she was...
She was... I don't know how exactly to say it. She was recording at the same time. It wasn't a record that was 2 days ago, for example. Mm. It was at in this time.
Yeah.
At that time, yeah.
Okay. And what's your experience of this performance?
It was interesting to see how technology can create this kind of art, actually. Because you could see people from a different country asking things for people to do in another country. It was at the same time, in this time. It was interesting to see it that directly in the class that you were. But sometimes it was a little bit difficult, maybe because we didn't have any image exactly. We had just the map and to just sign where the artist was. And we didn't have any visual about the mm-hmm. placement, let's say. We just had the sounds of a market or in a restaurant, talking, these kind of things, yeah.
So for you, was it difficult to imagine the situation where the artist was, or?
It was sometimes that maybe the sounds were more loud and I couldn't exactly make clear what was it, so I kind of lost sometimes the environment.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some times that I could imagine that I was there and talking with the persons there. It was quite interesting. Yeah.
Okay. And have you experienced road music, the piece which was in the car?
Yes, that was something completely different. I hadn't seen anything similar to that.
What is it?
It's like an application on any smartphone that you could have. And if you stabilize, let's say, your cell phone with this program on the road, you could hear some different sounds, like a music, depending on the cars that you have in front of you, or how fast the cars goes, or how fast the environment changes during the road. And it, the sound that was coming out, it was really, I couldn't imagine that it could have something like this as a sound. It could create indeed music by this application. That was really, really nice. Mm. That was great.
And so your experience of the piece,
but
you experienced it, I think, more than once because you were using.
I experienced it once because I get in the car just one time, and it happened to be that car. But it was really great.
And how long was the path that you've taken?
The path was around 20, 25 minutes, something like this.
So you had the time to appreciate...
Yes, we have the full time to see different reactions in the application, how it could react with the speed, with the image, when we had to stop maybe in some traffic lights, or we had to begin again. If someone just passed over us, how would react if it just another image get in the site, let's say. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and have you seen, have you experienced the installation by Marie Mueller, which was at the Fondation Vasarely? With the
yes, with the dark room, let's say. Yeah.
What it is?
This was, let's say, it was a place that it was really dark and you couldn't see exactly what where you were. But depending on where you were standing or changing the way that you were going, let's say if you could, if you went to the left side and then you decided to go to the right, you could hear different sounds in your ears. For example, true sounds. For example, the one was something like a city, and when you get to the right side, it was something like I don't remember, something more. Not see, a more physical environment, let's say.
Natural,
thank you. Natural environment, yes. And I think that I experienced three different sounds depending on where I was. It was like she had mapped the place, and depending on where you were, because you were wearing a cask with some... a cast that was able to connect you with something, another system, let's say, and it could understand where you were. It could change the place, it could change the sound that you could hear. Mm-hmm. So
you had only three different sounds?
Yeah, at least me, I found three different sounds.
And have you found any relationship between the sound and the space, or? Do you think there were sound coming from very different places, or?
I'm not sure, because we have maybe some cities that you could go to another place in the city and you could hear completely different sounds, so I'm not sure if it was from the same place. Mm-hmm. But generally the sounds, it was quite different from one another. It was like you were in a completely different place. The time when you had to change.
Okay, thanks. And have you seen Amandine Provo application? Have you tried it or no? Which was at the Fondation Vasarely also?
Yeah, I didn't try it. Mm. That was I was more about the documentation there. But
if you haven't listened or tried.
Yeah, I didn't really try it. I
Eric
just see
Maier?
The visual.
Have you listened to the tracks on site or no?
Yes, that was
what it is. But you
yeah.
You can also say bad things. You are not obliged to.
No, it was a new experience and it was new thing, so I don't have a really bad thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
It was something different for me, so I saw nice things. Eric Maier used the QR codes. The image of the QR codes, and he put it in the different places in the streets, and really big fish, let's say. And if you had the application in your smartphone or your tablet or anything, you could read this image, and there were some different sounds that were recorded from stores around there or from a place that someone lived nearby. So you could hear maybe something like an interview or maybe a day in a store, let's say.
Yeah, but it is true that you don't speak French, so maybe for you it was...
Yeah, I don't speak French, but I can more easily maybe understand some French, so I was able to understand some general ideas.
Mm.
For example, one of the speeches that I heard, it was an interview about a girl that came here when she was, I don't know, young, 20, 20 something. And she started to talking about her life here, how she began to work here, and this kind of things. And maybe another speech was about, not speech, maybe some conversations in a store, or how you can pay something or something like that.
Have you tried the other thing? Well, Laurent Dibiaz. I think
I tried it. I see different things actually because of the documentation. That was an opportunity. I could see also the persons that participated in this project. I followed one of the girls, Kieran X, and I recorded how she did all the sounds and how she went to one place to the other. And also I saw how he was blending in, how he mixed the sounds in the console.
What is it?
It's something like a performance, I would say. There are five or six people that have microphones in their hands, and they had to take a walk in the city, recording different sounds, for example. And at the same time, Laurent Dibiaz mixed the sounds, and he tries to make a completely new sound from these five, six recordings. It was interesting because sometimes you could hear something like had something like a rhythm behind, and it was from five different people who were just recording steps on the ground, or maybe the trees and the leaves, or maybe a car passing by really fast, or hitting something really loud, and you could hear sometimes some really interesting music sounds. Let's say, yeah.
So, have you seen both the performance here in X and the one in Marseille?
Yeah, I saw both of them, but in X I didn't saw the mixing in the console because I had to follow. But in Marseille, yeah, I could be able to see during
the performance.
Yeah.
And have you met Pierre-Laurent Cassière?
Yes, that was the most difficult, let's say, about the documentation more, because we were trying not to...
What it is?
That's the difficult part. It was a person with two big like ears, let's say, that was just standing up and was taking a walk through the crowd and tried to hear the sounds more loudly, I imagine, because I couldn't understand what he was hearing exactly. But it was interesting how the people reacted in the appearance of this person. So that's why it was a difficult part, because when someone sees someone with a camera, they go and stuck their eyes on that person. So we had to be a little bit hidden, not to be appear like this. So all the people just need to show the persons how would react if they see something like this in the city. And it was, I think, more interesting to see the reactions on the people's faces, because they saw something that you never see as usual. And it was they were gathering around trying to understand what is he doing. They were getting out of the store, standing there, looking at him, saying, what he can do like this, what is that? And you could see every different ages. You could see people from 15 years old until 60 years old looking the same way. So you could see that.
And what was he doing specifically?
I think that he was just trying to track some sounds in different places, let's say, but in crowded places, because we were in a place next that it's full of stores everywhere, and there was a lot of people. So I imagine that he was, depending on where he would turn the microphone, let's say, this big microphone, it would track a specific sound from every kind of place.
Okay, thanks. And have you tried the Jessica Thompson walking machine yourself or not?
Myself, no.
No, I don't ask you about it. have you made the walk with Katrine? Maybe.
Yes, I made the walk.
What it is?
It was more like psychologically, let's say, this performance, because we didn't have any microphones or any headphones or anything like this. We just had to take a walk in a specific place, and we had to we need to just take care of the rhythm of how we are going to walk, or the sounds that we need to hear during our walking. So it was more like in the psychology department, let's say. It wasn't more
meditation.
Meditation, exactly. It wasn't like the technological form. That was interesting because it was something like a break into a full-time performance and project that you could see. Yeah, that was nice.
So for you, it was more an internal experience.
Yeah, for me, at least, it was more internal because I had the only things that I had in my mind to take care was the rhythm of my walk and what I'm going to hear, depending on the steps that I did.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So you were really focusing on the relationship between your step and
yes.
the rhythms and.
If I didn't have to take some plans and photos, I had to do this. Yeah.
Okay. And what about, have you seen the performance by Owen Chapman? Do you remember it?
Yes, I saw it.
What it is?
Actually, there was using the console and the vinyl, I think it's mm-hmm. called. Yeah.
Turntables.
Yes, that was technology that was before us. And when at least we can see it, it's more enthusiastic. He was during his performance. He just had, let's say, he has taken a video and some sounds during a walk in a mountain or some other parts of the city, and he was mixing these sounds with beats, real music beats, like a house music, let's say,
mm-hmm.
the starts. He was mixing natural. Sounds with technical sounds, let's say, and that was also quite interesting because you couldn't actually believe that these two different kind of sounds could exist together in the same music song, let's say. Mm-hmm. I thought it was quite difficult.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember if there was a sort of I don't know, application or that allowed him to do, if he used something special?
He used an application, I just don't remember the name.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I just remember the image that was shown. It was something like a map, but a different kind of it. It was, for example, just black and green lines for the roads and the streets. But I can't remember the name exactly.
Yeah, no, but it's not.
Yeah, but he used also the one application. Yeah,
yeah. Have you? Would you like to talk about other project that I didn't?
One of the interesting projects also was Christina Kubis.
Mm-hmm.
That was really interesting because we had to.
Peter. Tell me about Christina.
It was in one of the most interesting projects because we had to wear a specific cask that depending on where we were going to hear some sounds, it changes the rhythm of the sound that you could hear. For example, we went and hear some ATMs, some machines about to withdraw money. We heard some For example, we went in a store about Macs, and we just started to hear how would sound the laptops or the cell phones, and it was something like the sound of the internet access when you're going to hear it, for example, yeah. But it was changing depending on what machine did you had in front of you. For example, also we went in a parking lot and we tried to hear one of the electrical affiches, let's say. That was quite interesting because the sound, it was completely different from the others. It was also the same method with that internet access, let's say. But it was some parts was really loud and you could hear almost nothing. And some parts it was really just sharp and really short. That was interesting because I didn't have this kind of experience here, every kind of machine in the city, how would react.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you know how it works?
Not exactly, to not be exactly. Sure. Not exactly. I can imagine that it's something about something like a program or an application that edit maybe a sample of the sound that you could hear naturally. I don't know exactly.
Mm-hmm. So for you it was more a digital...
Yeah, that was completely digital, yeah.
Okay. And you were not following the map because have you taken part in the guided walk?
Yes, I did the guided walk, so we had to pass over some specific places.
Yeah.
Yeah. For example, it was a jewel store. It was a store about every kind of things that you could find. It was the Mac store. It was the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
The a cinema, Cezanne, here. What else? Yeah. And also the train station,
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.